Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast, the new talk. This is going to be podcast 353. I am live from Napa Valley, California. I guess it's just Napa, California. Got here last night, night before last, and pulled the truck up behind the local Bikram studio for yoga, and slept in the truck all night, got up, went to the Starbucks, got some coffee, had a little beef jerky, went to the the yoga place, and did probably one of the hardest yoga classes I've ever done in my life. I think I've been bleeding internally from the from the yoga effect. But the reason I'm in Napa is because my friend Sunny Lohman and her husband Mark live here, having moved from Minnesota recently. And I was like, you know, I've done a lot of podcasts with Sunny. They're really, really popular. People love the podcast that I do with Sunny. So in this podcast, I'm actually parked in the driveway here at Sunny and Mark's house, and I'm going to do a podcast. So get ready for Sunny Lohman standing by just outside the door here at the Bob Davis Podcast in the podcast mobile command unit. This podcast, of course, is sponsored by xgovernmentcars.com. And I got to tell you, the grand reopening event is on. What does it mean? Well, it means that X Government Cars has nicer and newer vehicles than before. They've got Chargers, Impalas, next-gen Fords, which is the Ford Police sedan. They will have the Ford SUVs at some point. Trucks, vans, all sorts of SUVs. In addition to that, Expeditions. I know there was a Yukon there a couple of weeks ago when I was there. Don't know if it's still there, but they had one. Great financing for all levels of credit. That means if you have good, bad, or ugly credit, they can take care of you. Everyone's approved at xgovernmentcars.com. They only carry one owner, professionally maintained government and fleet vehicles. And the reality is there's a lot of companies now selling these cars, and you really just don't know what you're going to get at some of these other dealers. I have been dealing with Ed Johnson at xgovernmentcars.com for a long time, going back to like 2003 or 4 when I bought my first Crown Vic. I've had three of them, and now, of course, the podcast Ambulance, another Ford, I am proud to say. And it's just a great experience always. And the thing is, let me just review what they do. First of all, cash deals direct from owner Ed Johnson. He is empowered, and because he owns the place, he can make good deals with you. 3 days satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like the car, you just bring it back. Financing for all levels of credit. You can apply online safely and securely at xgovernmentcars.com 24/7, or you can go out and visit xgovernmentcars.com at 2420 Nevada Avenue North in Golden Valley. Don't forget, the grand reopening event is on now. Everything is better at xgovernmentcars.com. It's great that I've got the Ambulance PA system, which is real handy. All right, so Sunny is hanging around outside. Let me open up the doors and get Sunny in here, and we're going to do a quick podcast here in Napa, California. All right, hey, Sunny, come on in. Sounds like we're
in farm country.
Welcome to farm country. Airplanes and people living in peace.
With roosters.
Okay. So we have arrived in Napa, California, and I'm here with Sunny Lohman, which is really exciting for me because it's completely out of context.
Yes.
You are you're living here in this palatial expanse.
Yes. And a podcast ambulance just pulled up on my driveway.
After a road rage incident, as
yes.
a result, that was just
it's
a huge
beauty
surprise.
And road rage is California, right?
Well, it all started by using the TomTom Go app on the your phone comes with the app. Apple has now chosen yes. to use the TomTom Go app, which I would not recommend because it doesn't work very well. And I was confused.
It doesn't give you good directions, or it just doesn't.
It can't keep up with you.
Okay.
So I'm driving along and I'm looking at the app and I'm like, this isn't right. And I hear somebody saying, Bob Davis. And you know, the name is on the
You're
side
thinking,
of this
oh,
thing.
Oh, funny.
And I looked over and it was your husband. And he goes, follow me. So then I had to turn left, and then he turned left behind me, and some guy was behind him and freaked out and started honking.
Right.
And it starts, you know,
and
me
I guess
thinking.
My husband called him an asshole.
There was a few words exchanged.
Well, that's what he said. And then the fingers flew.
So this guy pulls into his yard a few blocks from here. I hope you've got your weapons ready at the ready. But anyway, he stood in his yard and held up the one-fingered salute with both hands. And it made me think, and this is a couple of different places in California, I've had this impression that just below the okay, so we don't have the Sumatra today.
The surfer dude calm.
Yeah. But we do have the Colombian. It's really good. Just below that is rage.
Yes.
Pure rage.
Yes.
Like movie rage.
It's
like
that Goofy thing where Goofy gets in the car and, you know, you remember that cartoon from Disney?
No, I don't.
Sorry. It's like from my childhood.
Is that true,
It's
though?
Like a Looney Tunes where Goofy, he's like this nice guy. He gets into his car and he goes, and he turns into evil Goofy.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Well, that's kind of...
You can watch it on YouTube.
It's kind of weird. I thought, well, maybe I just have this impression.
I don't know if that's true. I have noticed more incidents of road rage since I've lived out here for far less incident. I mean, the thing that happened was nowhere near what has happened, you know, or things like that happen in Minnesota all the time and people don't scream at you. And
I thought Minnesota was the home of suppressed rage, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Yeah, right.
And everything here is perfect.
Yes.
It's groomed. It's
and
weird.
Beautiful.
It's like the Truman Show.
It is.
And I like it.
It is nice.
I don't want to leave.
Napa is so beautiful too. Like driving around all this winter, we go here, we go there. It's so idyllic. And almost everywhere you go, you want to pull out your camera and take a photo. You just can't believe you're living in these...
I've taken more.
...green rolling hills and beautiful flowers everywhere. And it's just...
Fantastic.
It's amazing.
And then you have to pay your taxes.
And then you have to pay your taxes.
Or incorporate in Nevada.
It actually costs... I've looked up the standard of living. It costs an extra 13 cents for every dollar.
Really?
That I spend.
Is that a lot? Or is that something people...
Is it
people
worth go, the
for,
weather?
For this weather, I'll pay extra. I don't
I'm
care.
I'm here, so I guess I will pay.
For this
pay.
Weather, we'll pay teachers' pensions till the cows come home.
It's kind of... Minnesota is... I don't know. Yeah. It's worth it right now to me.
I feel like a Californian.
Right now, it's worth it. Yeah.
I feel like a Californian. I've only been here, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
What does that mean
to you? I don't
want
to leave. I don't know what it means.
You just want to stay.
I just want to stay. I don't know what it means. I feel like my muscles are starting to atrophy. My political muscles are atrophying because...
Are you starting to talk like this?
Because I'm going, you know?
Are you getting an undercurrent of rage?
I really don't want to pay taxes, but the Pacific Coast Highway is pretty amazing.
It's
and
pretty nice.
The vistas are amazing and everything's perfect.
So that's
Santa Barbara
is
perfect. Napa is perfect.
That's what it is. It's the perfection and then they pay their taxes. So it's the rage plus the beauty. There it is.
And then you're in this little enclave.
Yeah.
It's not a gated community. It's just a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, you can compare it to any suburban place. Mm-hmm. Although Napa is not a real big... We're not far from downtown Napa.
No, we're 3 miles.
Really?
I think.
And then there's a rooster in the backyard.
Yes, you can hear roosters from my house.
And we have the comedian turned plumber who is here doing a meme show inside.
He says he's miming in the other room.
I'm sorry, a mime show?
Yes.
God, I hate myself. Anyway, so... He's doing a mime show. Not a meme show.
He said he had a great idea for radio. He's going to mime in the other room while we're in here doing the show. Yeah.
Do you make memes?
I love making memes. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know...
It's fun. I make them all the time. If you follow me on Twitter, which is at Sunny Lohman, I make them all the time. I do probably... Like, you know, my original memes. And I'll come up with a series on a subject... And then just put out like 4 or 5 and see if people like any of them, and they share them if they like them.
And then there's a child. There's a child too. As you said, you sent me a message and you said, "I have a house, something,
what
something,
did I say?
A driveway,
a pool, a hot tub, and a baby." I have been doing my taxes for the last 2 days. Have you done your taxes? You're out here in California.
I have my taxes in that box right over there, and
it's,
the problem
what is
I'm
that?
Gonna.
That box is a big box of receipts. That's not your taxes.
Well, no, I have everything done, and
your
then I have
data.
It on the computer. I have all my data. But now I have to get to my tax preparer, and mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to make it by April 15th.
You're going to have to extend. So will he just extend for you?
She will. I hope she does. Yeah. Alyssa, if you're listening, could you file an extension? You know, I hate being late with taxes, and I just...
Yeah. Why? Do you know you're less likely to be audited if you file an extension?
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just a statistic.
Hell, that's what I'm doing for
now.
I
know. I think it's something to do with how the IRS is organized, and they start looking at who to audit by a certain time, and then maybe if you file 3 months, 4 months from now, maybe it just doesn't get looked at. I don't know. I mean, they only have so much staff, and, you know, this year it's terrible because I had a baby, and so I just haven't been keeping track of anything. I mean, usually I'm one of those people that balances her checkbook every month.
Did you get a receipt for that baby?
Yes, actually. And that's deductible. But I'm so disorganized. And then we moved across country, and so it's just been a lot of getting organized. But yeah, that's it. I mean, you know, I'm almost done. I'll get it done on time. It's a pain. It's such a pain. And the only politician talking about doing anything about it is Ted Cruz. But I'm hoping he'll influence
the others.
Because I'm not sure he's going to win, but I like seeing it on the table and talking
about. What do you think about everybody? Here we are again with every person on the planet has decided they're going to run for president.
Including Hillary Clinton.
If they have an R in front of
them.
She did announce. That's right.
Today.
I'm kind of out of the loop.
Yeah.
She announced today?
Today.
On Twitter or something?
Via email.
Via email.
Yeah. She's old school.
It's like, I'm breaking up with you. You get an email. Actually, you get a text now that they're breaking up with you.
Yes.
You don't even... Actually, a Snapchat.
A Snapchat that disappears. Did that really happen? Did you really break up with me? Because
it disappeared. I don't really have any... No, I met a physicist at the Nepenthe in the Big Sur, which is a restaurant.
Okay.
I have the cookbook. I bought the cookbook, by the way.
You were at Big Sur.
Yes.
Yesterday. And you met a physicist. Okay.
Who works for a big, you know... It was one of these things where I said I wanted I expected I'll get a table by myself.
Yeah.
So this place is way up in the mountains. It's an old hippie place, kind of. The long history of it is that Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles were married. I didn't know this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so after the war, they were taking a ride up the Pacific Coast Highway, which I assume was built in the 30s, because all the bridges say 1932. And they stopped at this place in Big Sur, and they decided that would be a perfect location for a cabin. Or there was a cabin there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they cashed in their war bonds to buy it, and then they went back to Los Angeles and, of course, got divorced. So the people that started this place bought the cabin from Orson Welles and Rita Hayworth. Well, the guy just figured he would have an orange stand on the side of the road and sell oranges, but it turned into this really cool place called the Nepenthe. That's the name of the place.
The Nepenthe.
Nepenthe. Nepenthe. And I haven't read the book, so I don't know what it means, but I've been going there for 30 years. Like, every time I come to California, I go to the Nepenthe. It's
of
a really magical place. You should go there sometime.
It's
really cool. And it's cool because...
And you sat next to a physicist.
Well, what happened was they seated us at a bar that overlooks Big Sur, so you can see those majestic mountains all the way down up the coast. And I was kind of put off because I really didn't, you know... And it was this whole thing where, what will you gentlemen be having? And it's like, I'm not with this guy. I don't, you know. And I'm sure he felt the same thing. So after a while, we started talking. And we started talking about podcasts. And he's like, well, let me tell you what I do. And he's a physicist, but he does business development for one of the big telephone companies, basically.
Okay.
I think I could say AT&T. So he works for what became Bell, what used to be Bell Labs. And we got into this amazing conversation about technology and what it enables people to do. And he was like, you know, I just feel that people's consciousness hasn't progressed far enough. And I said, the thing is, why don't you just let people progress as they will progress? And he kind of winced. And he's very much the government. There's too much government and all this other stuff. So we were kind of on the same page with that.
Yeah.
And I said... You know, I know it probably rankles people to do technology that people are using this wonderful technology in the smartphone for Snapchat. And he really thought that was funny. He thought that was a funny
like
line.
Like of all the things.
But, Snapchat and to send out memes.
Yeah.
Or
well,
mimes.
Yeah. I just, you know, I make so many memes that I just downloaded an app so I can do it from my phone.
Oh.
Because usually I make them on my computer, and I just can't believe I haven't had a meme generating app until just this past week.
Can you describe a meme on the podcast?
Sure. I mean, you know,
we don't have visuals.
Meme has become a broader term.
No, I mean one of your favorite memes.
One of my favorite
memes. You should first, okay.
One that I did?
We get ahead of each other.
I did.
What's a meme? And then tell me about what your favorite meme.
So a meme at this point is just something on the internet that kind of goes viral or is popular, generating, but there's an older sort of term that's really a picture with the words.
Oh, that's old. Okay.
If you Googled meme, if you said, you know, if you want to send your friend a birthday meme and you Googled birthday meme and looked at the images, it would all be, there's a picture and then there's a certain font and just words saying something, and
right.
usually it's kind of witty or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the
you'd hope it's
that's
witty.
The narrower definition
okay.
of a meme.
And you,
and those are that's what I make.
You call yourself a meme artist.
I'm a meme artist. It's one of the things that I do.
And we have a mime
it's
artist.
Great. You know what's great
in
about
the
it?
Other room?
It's great because it's kind of like tweeting in a way. It's like being witty with a picture. So to me, I don't know. It's just fun.
Tell me one of your favorite ones.
Well, last week I was making one that was about the Iran deal, the nuclear deal.
Apparently, Khamenei is spoiling the party.
Yes, I heard that.
I wonder if Raul Castro would do the same thing.
I saw John Kerry this morning on...
What did he say?
Well, you know, Obama came out and defended... It's so funny because he's being criticized. I think it was John McCain who came out and said, John Kerry is basically lying. You know, he lied to us about this deal. You got the Khomeini over here saying that's not the deal and that the U.S. is lying about the deal. And then when you look at the deal, that isn't the deal. So then he called out John Kerry. And Obama went and defended John Kerry with the following defense. John Kerry is a veteran who served his country.
No.
That's it. So you don't think the guy in Iran is very trustworthy? The guy you're negotiating with? That we're all saying, how can you negotiate with this untrustworthy guy? And you're like, no problem. But then in defending Kerry, you're like, well, we can't trust Iran. We can't trust Iran to say they weren't lying. You know what I'm saying? It's like the weirdest pretzel of mental pretzel. I can't handle it.
I can't either. Because the thing is, you could have predicted this was going to happen because the reality in Iran is that Khamenei, who is the supreme
leader...
Is that
how you say it? You said Khamenei instead of Khomeini?
Khamenei was the original dude with the white beard.
Yeah, okay. And he's dead.
Yeah, he died. But this guy...
Khomeini?
The Revolutionary Council...
Sorry.
...can overrule anything. So they...
Yeah, absolutely.
We're taught that
this is a republic.
That it's a representative republic.
Why are we
even
talking to these people?
I don't know.
I mean, what do they have to offer us?
They have really good food.
Nothing.
They have really good food. Is there a concentration camp where they keep the ugly people in California? Because I have not seen
an ugly
person.
You arrive there, you're ugly, they put you in a camp. They put you in a camp and they give you plastic surgery.
You have bad teeth?
And they let you out.
What we were talking about. Oh,
sorry.
So is this going to be the model for the Obama foreign policy? So now he goes down and he makes friends with Raul. So after he leaves, Raul will say, that son of a bitch Obama. Look what he did.
Right.
Is that how it's going to work now?
It's like, why would that guy... It is weird that Iran would come out and say they're lying. If he would just keep his mouth shut, the deal would go through.
It would be a bad deal. And now he looks like he tried. Like, well, he can... And seriously, because now he can say, well, I tried. The thing is, and this is what I was going to say, we have been taught through the media that Iran is a republic, a representative republic. They have elections. They have competitive elections for the most part. But the Revolutionary Council and the Supreme Leader can overrule anything the parliament and the president does. So the negotiations, the president, this guy Rouhani, and they keep saying, well, he's a liberal. And it's like, you know, guys, it doesn't matter what he is. This would be as if, you know, in spite of everything that we have, and including the Supreme Court, if someone like, who's the guy from CNN, Mike Huckabee, and a group of evangelicals were sitting above everyone and could